You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Monday afternoon. Let's check in on the weather forecast. Mark Russo is here. He's with Risk Pulse out of Chicago. Good afternoon to you, Mark. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, good afternoon, Todd. Glad to be here.
Let's start and work our way from the south to the north in Argentina, where they have had some difficulties over the last, 4 weeks or so. Dry conditions in parts of that nation, especially some of the growing regions. Can you detail those for me and what they're looking forward to now?
Yeah, as far as the driest acreage, it does happen to be some core corn and soybean acreage within northern Buenos Aires, southern Santa Fe, southwest Entre Rios, and into the southeastern part of Cordoba. And that area, albeit a fairly small area, that's seeing a rainfall deficit over the past 30 days, in some cases less than 50% of normal rainfall over the past 30 days. It doesn't include some of the key acreage there. So that's why it's taken on more importance. And ultimately, that is why more rain is needed to help improve soil moisture within those driest pockets. As we look out ahead over the next couple of weeks, it really looks to be just one main opportunity for rainfall coming up in Argentina. And that is going to be taking place December 1st through the 3rd. It's going to be a wave of low pressure tracking from the Pacific across Chile into Argentina. It looks like it's going to produce a moderate rain event, but not a major or all-encompassing rain event. And there's still some debate from a model guidance standpoint, but we're specifically forecasting about two-thirds of the Argentina grain belt picking up significant amounts, but so with a bias west. So there will be some relief, but again, not all areas will improve, but certainly the western acreage, Cordoba, La Pampa, southern Santa Fe looks like to be the acreage with the highest probability of soil moisture improvement.
And then if you work your way northward through Brazil, what do the primary growing regions look like there?
Yeah, for Brazil, they continue to be in good shape across both southern Brazil and northern Brazil. We've seen improvement in rainfall across what had been a dry area in the northeast portion of Brazil. That has since improved in recent weeks, and more rain is on the way from now through the middle part of December, continuing to keep Brazil in very good shape.
And finally, here in the United States, it was beautiful over the Thanksgiving holiday. Looks like we've got a few more good days in front of us, but some rainfall along the way this week, too.
Some rainfall, but overall a pretty quiet period of weather, especially this week here across the middle of the country. That will start to change here next week as we do see some cooler air beginning to work its way into the middle of the country by the end of the week. And that will also, some indications also that will be a spin up of a storm system here in the middle of the country. It doesn't look to be here in Illinois, but areas west, Nebraska, potentially South Dakota, Wyoming, northern Colorado, those are areas that need to be watched. Even from a livestock stress standpoint, those are areas that could see a significant winter storm. So something to keep an eye on as we're over 7 days away, but certainly an item to watch as we move into December.
Hey, Mark, thanks so much. We appreciate you taking the time with us today.
Yeah, my pleasure, Todd.
That, of course, is Mark Russo. He is with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. Joins us on the Closing Market Report, helps us wrap up this Monday edition of our program. Don't forget, you can hear it anytime you'd like at willag.org. That's willag.org. I'm Todd Gleason.